T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. So all this Phillies conversation to buy the whole, to sell the whole deal. John, also there's, you know, the Zach Ertz thing has been hanging out there in the air for a while. And, of course, there was a deadline, which was the start of training camp for, you know, just to find out what would happen. What we know happened is that he reported to camp. A lot of people think he's still not happy. And I know, John, you're one who believes he should still be gone, and that the Eagles will actually still trade him. Frame this for those that, you know, might not know everything, you know, the last couple of days.
Those like you who continue to say, hey, it's great Zach Ertz is here. He's going to help the team. He's going to help the young quarterback. That's crazy. Zach Ertz is unhappy. Zach Ertz, like, you seem to think, oh, everything's going to be rosy. If he shows up. I'm amazed that he showed up, first of all. I am amazed.
So you were wrong about that.
That Howie Roseman, well, because it's an incredibly dumb move. Howie Roseman, by refusing the meager offers in trade for Zach Ertz, now has a guy in camp who doesn't want to be in camp. A guy who, you know, showed up with a new bleach blonde hairdo. You know, like I'm not reading into that. I don't know what's going on with that. I am reading into the fact, and this seems like a little thing, wearing your shorts inside out to cover up the Eagles logo on the shorts, potentially. That seems like it could be something.
It could be.
And if I'm Zach Ertz, of course I'm unhappy, because Howie Roseman has denied the offers to allow me to go and get settled with my new team. I mean, remember, This is a player who is owed $8.5 million this season. We are really going to pay $8.5 million, as cap strapped as we are, to a backup tight end who's incredibly unhappy. And we saw last year an unhappy season led to 36 catches for 335 yards, one touchdown. Mike Garofolo reported yesterday he believes Zach Ertz is very unhappy.
Yeah.
The quote from Garofolo was, just being here is not a sign that everything is copacetic. He's still not happy. He didn't get that contract extension last season, and nothing has changed right now. Zach Ertz wanted out. Howie Roseman said, you know what? We're not getting enough in return. And so Zach Ertz is stuck. Of course he's unhappy. He's stuck here where he does not want to be. He also said, I mean, Garofolo also reported that Ertz, and I don't have it right now, would have jumped at the chance to be in Indianapolis.
Well, can I just jump in on something?
He wants to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
He's not just wait. Like, right now there's been nothing big to come. No blow-ups yet to come from this. With each day that passes, like, he's expecting that something will happen.
All right, so we'll see where it goes. Obviously, the inside-out shorts thing is not – I'm sure it's purposeful, okay? And I think it's telling. But I will say this. We don't know all that's gone on in the last 12 months to, you know, 16 months, whatever you want to call it, of what has driven this divide between Ertz and the Eagles. If it is as simple – and I don't know that it is – but if it is as simple – as Zach Ertz wanted a new deal and the Eagles didn't want to meet his price for a new deal, then Zach Ertz is out of line. because
it's run. The relationship has run its course. He's no longer happy with the front office. Their relationship has been strained now for several years.
Okay, but you're taking me in another direction. I want to come back. If it is as simple as he wanted a new deal and then want to meet his price for that deal, then he's in the wrong. Because he signed a contract, he is their player, and just because athletes in America are unhappy doesn't mean a team has to trade the athlete the athlete.
Hold on. So now we're assigning blame instead of talking about the reality of the situation. You have an unhappy player who is going to become a distraction in camp.
Okay.
Already looking the part of a distraction. He's going to start letting loose.
But
the problem is, if Howie Roseman thinks other teams are going to say, hey, all of a sudden now I do want to pay $8.5 million for a guy who caught 36 passes last year, he's crazy. They need to cut bait. It should have been done so long ago.
Look, we really don't know all that's gone into it, and it very well might not be that simple that it's just contract. But if it is, Ertz is wrong. And Howie's right to say, yo, be in camp, play, because that's why we signed you. Let's go to the phones. 215.
So you're totally like skirting the issue.
Zach Ertz has
the point is he does not want to be here.
But
and I understand what you're saying. Like
my point is
he should be happy to play for $8.5 million.
My point is I don't care.
But he's not.
My point is if
you should care
about
what this is going to do to this team.
It's time for teams to start looking the player in the eye and say, I don't care if you don't want to be here.
You want to pay him $8.5 million?
I wish he was making less money.
Well, he's not.
I would not have cut him, and they didn't. And I would not trade him for very little, and they haven't. So I applaud
they need to cut
to this point.
And they've already done such a disservice to the legacy of Zach.
Well, who's doing the disservice?
In holding on to him. Look, he tried to do what Deuce Staley and Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz and Jim Schwartz did. He tried to get out of here and said his tearful goodbyes at the very end of the season.
I know.
And they resisted. They said, no, we're not going to do that. Like, what are you thinking?
Well, let me put it this way. If Joel Embiid wants out, doesn't mean I'm trading him.
Well, then you're going to have to deal with the results.
Listen,
the results are this is going to become a problem.
Okay. Well,
sooner rather than later.
We'll find out. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on the Ertz situation? Also, everything related to the Phils. Let's go to Joe in South Philadelphia. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. I had to call in today because, John, I hopefully what I tell you now may make the situation seem to make more sense to everybody. And I'm sure these guys have access to Jeff McClain if you want to kind of get him on the station or whatever. But I actually heard him yesterday, and the question did come up to him was, why is Zach Ertz still on his team? And so throw Derek Gunn into the mix as well, where this Howie Roseman obsessed with getting Deshaun Watson is not going away. This is the third person, Jeff McClain, Howard Eskin, who say what you want about Howard. We kind of break chops a little bit, but his sources are ungodly. And he puts it at 90%. Derek Gunn, who don't work with the team directly anymore, but he does know people in the organization, and they all say the same thing. Howie Roseman is not losing out to any team for Deshaun Watson. So that said, Jeff McClain is under the impression, he said the Texans love Dallas Goedert, and then any package for Deshaun Watson is going to include Dallas Goedert. So Howie likes that supposedly because it may bring down some of the draft capital that we have to give up instead of maybe three number ones. If they love Goedert that much, it might actually help us out as well.
And that is certainly a reason to keep him on the team while the Watson situation is pending.
All right. Now, Joe, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You're Zach Ertz. So think about it. When he was unhappy, he's thinking, okay, my team, I'm 30 years old. My team is in a rebuilding year. I got a second-year quarterback. You don't think adding Devontae Smith and Deshaun Watson may change his attitude a little bit? The fact that his younger replacement is no longer on the team, that could have been conversations. I don't know if that's something that Howie would talk to him about. Mm-hmm. But it just sounds funny to me that he's now reporting. And, again, I'm looking at a rebuild. All of a sudden, I got Deshaun Watson. I'm loaded. I got this might be the best defense we had on paper in 15 years. Like, all of a sudden,
Wait a minute. Listen, I think you're taking a leap there, saying it could be the best defense in 15 years.
Well, first of all, Joe, our defense in the last 15 years wasn't great, so don't take it like I'm saying they're the 2004 Eagles.
Okay, but 2017 was pretty good, man. I mean, they got after it.
Yeah, but I do think overall, I think what we did from the defensive point of view with the secondary and the line and Adam Wilson, and I think our front four is still going to be pretty good. What I'm trying to say is, though, this isn't a rebuild year if you get Deshaun Watson. You are absolutely a contender to win
the division. Well, it also depends. Joe, appreciate the call. That also depends on, like, is Deshaun Watson suspended? Is he not suspended? We still don't know that, although it looks like at this point now he won't be. I don't know. I mean, I'll say this about the defense, and I'll say it very candidly. I'm a sports fan. I'm a member of the media here. I have less feel for what this defense will be than I can remember having in a long time. I don't know if they're going to be good. I don't know if they're going to be bad. Like, we don't even know who the linebackers are. I mean, I guess it's Alex Singleton and who, John? I don't even know who the other linebacker is. Who is it?
Well, it's our new addition.
Look, we don't know Roddy McLeod's status. You know, I mean,
Jonathan Gannon spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
I loved what I heard.
You were impressed.
Him.
I know you were.
I think he's got a lot of potential as a defensive coordinator. He speaks glowingly of the linebacking core. And right now, Eric Wilson, who was a backup until last season in Minnesota, is now being counted on to be a starter here. Everyone else, I'm not even convinced on him, but if Jonathan Gannon is positive about, he's the one who knows what he expects from these linebackers. He feels pretty good about them. They're talking up Davion Taylor, which I had my serious doubts about because he was a guy who was so unprepared to play. Football's almost new to him. You know, just doesn't have the instincts because he hasn't been around it. But if they feel like he's this moldable piece of clay, he does have a lot of physical characteristics, the explosiveness that you look for. Doesn't have the size, but he can run, and he can explode on people. There are a lot of linebackers. I mean, Jannard Avery, consideration, T.J. Edwards out there. Sean Bradley from Temple.
Yeah.
I did like his attitude. I'm still not sold on the other stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sold.
But there are guys who might fit. And Jonathan Gannon seems like a sharp guy and a leader. And I'm willing to just sort of suspend my disbelief until I see what he puts out there.
Well, we'll say. I mean, I'm really looking forward to these preseason games to start finding out. And, of course, there's the battle on Barnett and Josh Sweat, who gets the nod as the starter there. I mean, the reality is both are going to play a pretty good amount, but who's actually the starter?
Sweat's
who plays more?
Sweat's going to be good.
All right, 2-1.
And it looks like they have more faith in him than they do in Barnett. And I know that's reading a lot into just one, the very first play of camp.
I get it.
That does matter. The very first play of camp, the ones had Josh Sweat lined up with them.
Yeah, that's significant. 215-592-9494. All right, we have to give away today a 4-pack of tickets to the Phils game versus the New York Mets on Sunday, August the 8th, first pitch at 105. This is a special one. It's Toyota Roy Halladay Retirement Day. All fans will receive a Halladay retired number statue. Now, again, 215-592-9494 on this day, John, when let's give away this prize by way of talking about the best kid character of all time. We've talked about child actors and actresses who had a great performance, who became a star when they were an adult, the whole deal. I don't believe we've actually ever, through the prism of movies, television shows, and books, and I guess poems, short stories, whatever the heck you want to say, try to judge the best kid character of all time. When you think of all the shows, all the movies, all the books that have kids in them. When I think kid, by the way, I think I'm thinking sort of like 14 and under, John, 13 and under. 12 and under, like we're not talking about a 17-year-old. Just give me a kind of a line
of younger than a teen?
Early teen to younger.
Okay.
Early teen to younger. All right. Best kid character of all time. We got motion for Seltzer today. John, when you think of a great kid character,
Right.
What comes to mind for you?
I thought Charlie Bucket was one of the most upstanding, noble kids in the history of stories. You know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It's a great
all
answer.
About the, I don't know, the family situation.
Yep.
Very, you know, poverty for Charlie Bucket, and he was able to
yes.
do things the hard way, and he proved to be the best of all those kids, those spoiled rich kids.
Sure did.
I appreciated Charlie Bucket
and
a lot.
He stood up to Willy Wonka at the end, which is a big part of why Willy Wonka respected him. Motion for Seltzer. Motion, give me a great kid character.
I think I got to take a winning answer, and that's Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson,
yeah,
wow.
That'd be hard to vote against.
And how old is Bart?
I feel like he's been like 9 or 10 for the last, you know, 30 years.
Bart Simpson.
Yeah, I don't know how old he's supposed to be.
Yeah, maybe Bart. 11. I don't know. All right. Look, a lot of ways to go here. I'm going to go with an answer that's a big one, although it's a little one, because it's Tiny Tim.
Bart Simpson's 10.
All right, 10. Tiny Tim is a classic. I mean, he's got a heart of gold. He's going through a lot of issues with his health. You know, he's trying to get Scrooge to be, you know, he's showing a moral character and leadership that helps ultimately turn around Scrooge. It's a big answer here. All right, best kid character of all time.
He's another noble child.
He is a noble child. I'm going to do my best to not take too many answers off the board today, but just know I want to bite at some of these apples.
I appreciate the noble ones.
Absolutely.
Like the ones who make the right decisions.
There is a noble one out there who
mature in their decision
is a criminal, but some would say, but he's a good guy because he's. I'm going to stay away. I'm going to stay away. See where people go. 215-592-9494.
Huge ones.
Huge.
Been thinking of.
Huge.
Cow.
What you talking about, Wills?
Ah,
that wasn't going to win.
Wasn't a winner.
So it's a big one.
I love Arnold.
All right, let's go to Ed right now. Ed, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, how you doing, Richie? Hello, Joe.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling you from Florida, but I'm a Philly guy. I used to take care of the elevators in your building. And, Joe, I actually saw you at the Phillies game on opening day.
Oh, very nice.
Richie, I want to talk to you about this Andre Patton kid that they signed yesterday as a receiver.
Uh-huh.
Give you a little background. I know he's not the Andre Hopkins. I'm not trying to say that. But I think if you watch him, he's got really good blocking ability for, like, a slot receiver. And if the Eagles use him to, he's good for running the ball. And he's almost like a too skinny tight end in the slot position. So he's a kid from Wilmington. And I'm just want to say, Andre, welcome back to home Philly. And I hope he takes advantage of his shot to be wearing number 8. So check him out.
Very nice.
Okay.
All right, Ed, give us a great kid character, fictional kid character. Who do you have?
I got to go with Macaulay Culkin.
So you hold on, but not an actor. What are we talking about? Home Alone?
Yes.
All right, that's a good answer right there. What was his name in Home Alone, John?
I don't know.
It was
since that just stole another caller's answer, I can tell you, I believe that's Kevin McAllister.
Kevin, yep, that's exactly what it is. Now the caller loses some credit because he did not know the name of the character. Presentation does matter to us. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Anthony. Oh, by the way. Mosh, you got some information on the Phillies right now? Let's talk to me about what's going on here.
No, yeah,
we're about 5 hours and 11 minutes to the trade deadline. What news do you have?
Potentially impactful stuff in terms of who the Phillies have available to trade. Jim Salisbury is hearing that tonight's Clearwater game is postponed because of a COVID outbreak at the Phillies complex in Florida. Hmm. Matt Gelb adds on, and he has an article about the system issues with the COVID vaccine for the Phillies. The Phillies had to shut down their Florida complex last week and missed multiple games because of positive tests.
Wow.
Numerous top prospects have been missing from low-A Clearwater for more than a week, but team officials have declined to provide info. So
okay.
This could really hinder who the Phillies can trade.
I'll say this.
If you're a team looking at one of those prospects and they're unable to be around people,
if you can't get your final look at him from a scouting standpoint, that impacts it. I don't think a positive test. I don't think it's as big as Moshe's making it sound, because these are players that
we need all the help we can get.
Well, but it's just they're not going to be big league players in a lot of cases for a year or two or three.
Right.
So I don't think a team that wants to trade for them would be that disinclined to make that move.
Hold on, though. These players that we're talking about, you know, John Gray from Colorado.
Yep.
starting pitcher. A lot of teams are lining up, you know, trying to create trade proposals, packages for this guy. If we're the team whose trade proposal is full of guys that they can't really fully evaluate, that puts us at a serious disadvantage.
I wouldn't call it a serious disadvantage. I would call it a slight disadvantage. I mean, these teams that would trade for these guys presumably have not would not only have been seeing them in the last week for the first time. I mean, if you really want to trade for a guy, okay, you probably scouted him before that, I would think.
Yes, I agree with
you. But you do lose that last look potential.
But it does throw a wrench into the proceeding.
I agree. It's a wrench. I agree with that. Let's go to Anthony in Ardmore. What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, what's up, Hammer?
Hey, buddy.
Richie, what's going on?
Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, did Seltzer actually call out today, or was he late, or someone had to fill in for him, or he actually called out?
This was a planned vacation. Now,
I think he's going to a baseball game.
Oh, he is. He's going to a bachelor party. It's exactly what he's doing. Anthony,
nice.
Some would say that it is possible that James Seltzer is a hero. Now, I don't agree with this, but some might say he's a hero because he hangs that double loss from Beat the Hammer around my neck for another week. This is another week I've got to endure no Hammer opportunity to win. So, so I don't know. Maybe people will give him credit. I'll rip him.
Summer of failure for the Hammer.
Go home, take a bath, have Amy rub your feet, you'll get over it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I called the other day, and I remember how you guys were like, oh, I don't know what happened to Anthony's phone. I fell off a ladder.
No way.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, during your phone call to us?
Yeah, remember you're like, oh, I don't know what happened to Anthony's. But remember I was like, yeah, I had a sign with Amy from Villanova and Joe. You're like, oh, yeah, the sign wasn't big enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So how high up were you when you fell off the ladder?
6 foot.
6 feet? Oh, you hurt? You okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm very agile. I've been a painter for 16 years, so I got to be kind of acrobatic when you're falling.
Well, glad you're okay.
But I agree with you, Joe, man. I don't want to – I don't think we should be buyers.
Anthony, can I go back to one other point just for a second? Because it just dawned on me. I just want to make sure I understand this properly. Were you talking to us on the air while you were on a ladder?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that maybe the causality of part of why you fell?
No.
I mean, do you think it's a wise course of action to be – were you holding a phone or was it an earpiece?
I'm on a ladder right now with my phone in one hand and a paintbrush in the other.
Anthony, is it your company or do you work for a company?
It's my company.
All right. Well,
I post it on Twitter all the time for you and you never get back to me.
It's your own disability if you fall, but my God, my man, I would advise you – to call either when you're on the ground or up there on the top of a building, not like dangling.
He's a multitask.
I don't know, man.
Right.
Just be safe.
Yeah, be safe, man. I mean, good Lord. Anthony, give me a great kid character.
Drew Barrymore, me too.
Okay, so again, another one where we don't have the name of the character, but, you know, sure.
Really cute.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know.
Extra, extra! Read all about it!
Really?
Boy.
All right, hang on, Moshe. Just hit the breaking news sounder. Breaking news on 94 WIP is powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. We turn to Moshe for Seltzer today. Moshe, what information do you have?
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about this being breaking news, but it is. Phillies acquiring minor leaguer left-handed reliever Braden Ogle from the Pirates. So, really nothing to upgrade this team, but Phillies make a move.
All right, hold on. Minor league left-handed reliever, you said?
Yes.
So
this is per John Heyman and Robert Murray.
All right, so when I said earlier that I thought they would be a low-level buyer, this would be about as low-level as you can get. He's a minor leaguer. Okay.
Yes, playing for at the Triple. He was in Triple-A for the Pirates. Triple-A Indianapolis.
Now, any sense yet of what the Phillies are giving up for this minor league pitcher?
So I have not seen that yet, no.
And hold on. There's also the possibility this is a sell, but I assume this is a buy. Like, they're buying this guy to bring him up to the big leagues. Look, we're going to have – if anyone out there knows anything about Braden Ogle, did the Phillies just buy him or did they sell for this guy? What's going on here?
My guess is that given that Heyman and Murray did not say what or who the Phillies are giving up, they're buying something.
This is probably a buy to buy someone else's minor leaguer to put him in your big league roster. Holy smokes. Minor leaguer from Pittsburgh. All right. Good Lord. 215-592-9494. But it is Our first Phillies trade of the day. We'll see
not
where they go from here.
I was looking.
Doesn't exactly warm the cockles of your heart, Rich. The Phillies have traded for a minor leaguer. Woohoo!
But although he's left-handed.
It could be the end of who could they ship out here? They already got rid of David Hale. I guess they could get rid of De Los Santos. There's always someone to ship out. We'll say. See who they kick off the team. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Hey, coming up, Howard Eskin from Eagles training camp. His observations from today, the Zach Ertz storyline. We'll talk to the king about it all. Coming up next, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.